If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz. Hey, this is Dr. Eric, and this is the very first Q&A episode. So far, I've been releasing episodes every Tuesday, but from this point forward, I plan on answering a question at least a couple of Thursdays each month, and depending on the feedback I get, I might eventually start doing it every Thursday. The goal is to try to answer some of the more common questions people have about thyroid health, with an emphasis on hyperthyroidism. So not all questions will relate to hyperthyroidism, as some will benefit people with both hyperthyroidism and Hashimoto's, but some of the questions will only benefit those with hyperthyroid conditions. So with that being said, let's go ahead and answer this question, which is how long does it take for the TSH to increase? So when people have hyperthyroidism, this is characterized by a low or depressed TSH. And again, TSH is thyroid-stimulating hormone. Remember, it's a pituitary hormone. And also with hyperthyroidism, usually you will get an elevation of the thyroid hormone, so T3 and T4. And it can take quite a while in some cases for the TSH to start increasing. It really depends on the person. There's no specific time. I've seen the TSH increase within a few weeks, but many times it'll take a few months. And there's been some situations where it's taken longer than 6 months. And I realize this could be very stressful and frustrating for the person that looks at test after test and they see the thyroid hormone levels decreasing, but the TSH isn't budging at all. Just keep in mind that as long as the thyroid hormone levels, again, let's say the free T3, free T4, if they keep decreasing, because that's the goal, is for the thyroid, elevated thyroid hormone levels to get lower. So as long as they're eventually within not just the lab reference range, but the optimal reference range, the TSH will eventually increase. And this is important to understand, because if both free T3 and free T4, for example, if they're within the lab range, but if they're on the higher side, the TSH probably isn't going to increase in this situation. So you want both thyroid hormone levels to be well within the reference range. And even when this happens, it still can take time for the TSH to increase. So once both thyroid hormone levels are within the optimal range, it still might take a few months for TSH to increase. Now, if someone is taking antithyroid medication, such as methimazole, PTU, carbimazole, in those situations, the TSH might increase quicker, especially if someone is on a higher dose of antithyroid medication. So for example, if someone's taking 40 milligrams of methimazole, not only will the TSH probably increase sooner than someone who's taking a lower dose of antithyroid medication, or someone who's not taking antithyroid medication and perhaps taking something like bugleweed. But if someone's on that higher dose of antithyroid medication, they might become hypo. So you might see that TSH swing from being depressed to being on the higher side or elevated. But in other circumstances, again, if someone's on a lower dosage of antithyroid medication or someone's taking an herb such as bugleweed, it can take quite some time for that TSH to increase. So try not to get stressed out. Try not to get frustrated. As long as those thyroid hormone levels are within the optimal range, eventually the TSH should increase.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.